Rangers. They've been around for centuries. Back in early England, they ranged the countryside on the lookout for poachers and providing law and order and protection. In our country's earliest days, rangers were full-time soldiers, scouts, and even spies. Then there were Rogers Rangers, depicted, or maybe fictionalized, in Northwest Passage. Knowlton's Rangers, they were the first official elite U.S. Ranger unit, and of course we have those Rangers many of us have come into contact with, have met, have admired, the Rangers who work for our National Park Service. National parks all over the world, from Korea to Scotland, from Argentina to Iceland, from South Africa to Canada, are celebrating World Rangers Day this coming weekend. And here on the Northern Neck, the George Washington Birthplace National Monument in Colonial Beach will be the local host for the event. The folks at the National Park Service have told us that along with paying tribute to the work that rangers perform to protect the last vestiges of the Earth's natural and cultural heritage, World Ranger Day will also be a day to remember the many rangers, men and women, who've been injured or killed in the line of duty. At George Washington Birthplace, the event will be on Saturday, July 30th, and on that day, according to Rangers Dick Leahy and Alan Hageman, activities will highlight the park ranger roles and responsibilities, including firefighting and law enforcement and protection, along with special displays detailing the life of a park ranger. Highlighting their conservation role, there'll be continuous screenings of the documentary, The Thin Green Line. The film is about an ongoing environmental crisis that many of us aren't aware of, the disappearance of frogs. What's the big deal? Well, this is from the intro to the film. Frogs sit right in the middle of the food chain, and without them, other creatures are disappearing too. We're only just beginning to understand what their life and our life may be like without them. The race is on to stem the tide before the next frog crosses the thin green line, and yes, rangers are helping to do that. In the release for this Saturday's World Ranger Day events at the George Washington Birthplace, Rangers Leahy and Hageman quoted the National Park Service's very first director, who wrote, "If a trail is to be blazed, send a ranger. If an animal is floundering in the snow, send a ranger. If a bear is in a hotel, send a ranger. If a fire threatens a forest, send a ranger. And if someone needs to be saved, send a ranger." Well, today we can add, if our planet is at risk, send a ranger. This is Thea Marshall.